Welcome to the Mary Gostolo Girl Ahead podcast, the weekly unique insight into luxury hospitality around the world by those who know it best. Brought to you by JetX, the world's favorite private aviation company.
Mark DeCoutinis is CEO of the Boutique Hotel Group, which is a unique Saudi company that is taking the palaces in which royal family members lived over the last 80 years and turning them into really fabulous places to stay. The first one is due to open early in 2025, but I want to know now what the Boutique Hotel Group is all about. Mark, what exactly is Boutique Hotel Group?
Good morning, Mary. Yes, Boutique is, we were announced by His Royal Highness. We're, just as the name, we're small hotels, we're palaces of the former kings that we're restoring and renovating into ultra-luxury hotels. So these are beautiful palaces located in different areas in Saudi Arabia. We have three at this time, two in Riyadh and one in Jeddah. So each of them have a very deep culture history of the kings and the families and the guests they entertain in each of these locations. So we're restoring them. They're under construction at this time. And basically, it's about reflection of the Saudi culture. So we have a culture and heritage division because we really pay attention to every detail of each of the palace because each one is unique of the kings and the families that they had in each of the palaces.
Mark, when were they actually built?
So Red Palace was in 1940s, and it was the first concrete building that's here in Riyadh, in the old quarters of Riyadh. Twaig was in the 80s, and it's a little bit more contemporary, and it won many awards for its architecture.
Now, Mark, oh, sorry, this is so fascinating, but I must keep on interrupting you.
Yes.
Why were they built in the 1940s and why were they built in concrete rather than in, well, wood?
Well, because again, this was this palace was the first one in that location, and that old part of Riyadh, they were all mud buildings. So this really showed the advancement of Saudi Arabia at that time. And the building is very unique, Red Palace. You can see there's beautiful columns. It looks very European and reflects other cultures as well.
Are they single story, Mark, or
two? No, they're multiple stories. They vary, of course, each palace. But four stories, five stories.
Wow. And yeah. Did they have elevators?
No.
Oh, so today people...
Today
they do have elevators. Well, it shows how fit the people who stayed in them. So what was... I've never stayed in a palace. Mark, what would somebody staying in one of those palaces have expected? Was it a big bedroom and a sitting room and bathroom or what?
Well, they vary, of course. Each palace is different. But they of course, were residents. They were residents. And so, of course, they had all the facilities for as a residential. But as we're converting them into luxury hotels, of course, we're adding some restaurants, wellness, and other facilities to accommodate guests, you know, for public use.
These sound fantastic because today's travelers want to experience something that is new. They want to experience the genuine product. So tell me, when people come and stay in these palaces, what is a typical palace? Give me one palace. one of your three initial palaces. Tell me how many rooms, how many bedrooms it's got, and what the facilities will be.
Right, so we could talk about Alhambra, let's say.
All right, Alhambra. Yes, let's do.
So we have about about 40 suites and inside the palace, but we have almost over 50 plus villas, one two-bedroom, three-bedroom, and a royal villa, which is almost 700 square meters. But these are the facilities. Plus, the wellness is quite extensive. Each treatment room is basically a spa, because, of course, they are very extensive.
This is going to be something that will be absolutely spectacular. Mark, I'm going to divert just for a minute, because you had years at Ritz-Carlton. How did working in, let's say, a standard, but the standard hotel company with a brand reputation that was unparalleled when you were there, how has that helped you? And what is the difference from running, let's say, well, I remember the Portman Ritz-Carlton so well in Shanghai. What is the difference between running a hotel like that and being in charge of this group?
Right. So I think these brands like Ritz-Carlton and other luxury brands are very special, of course. It's the number of rooms and facilities, of course. We're talking about a much smaller hotel. That's why it's, as a palace, we're talking about less than 100 keys. So it's really about personalizing the experience, which was the foundation of Ritz-Carlton and to provide that service. But when we're talking about reflecting the royalty and hospitality of Saudi Arabia, and we're really talking about taking service to a much higher level that's really personalized and in every way. So from all the touch points and the engagement, it's really taken service to a much higher level.
I find this extraordinary, Mark, because I remember doing a story on the arrival experience at a typical Ritz-Carlton, where I think you had 14 different touch points that had to be covered between an arrival, getting out of the arrival car, limousine, and actually reaching front guest. There were 14 things that had to be accomplished. How can you take service higher than that, Mark?
It's really about the, because our guest profile, we're talking about the very top travelers of the luxury of business and leisure traveler. We want to treat the guests like royalty. And it's really taken that very personalized attention of, from the time they contact us, that we know that they're going to be arriving. We have to take all the consideration of receiving them before they even arrive, anticipate what their experiences, what kind of experience they want to have. Because if it's on business or family or leisure, it's really personalized. So we really have to understand and know that guest very well, very close, you know, to know what they like and what they don't like, and also not invade their privacy as well. So it's really about that, the individuals, it's about our people and that care that they have for them, and that Saudi hospitality, which is what we'll reflect, because we really believe that the Saudi people have this warmth and genuine values, and they're very strong with hospitality, because they treat everyone very special, and especially strangers are very well known for the way they treat strangers like their family, which is really extraordinary. And that's why Saudi Arabia is really, it's the new destination for for tourism, I really believe.
It's going to be so special for people coming. And obviously, because these people coming to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, because they have to get visas ahead of time, it's not a case of, hello, I've just flown in and I'm arriving in half an hour. You therefore have time to find out ahead of time whether they like bananas or apples, and whether they get up early in the morning, or whether they want to spend all day sleeping and have breakfast at 6 p.m. Let's say one of your palaces with about 40 rooms, 40 suites, I beg your pardon. How many staff will you have, and will they be mostly Saudi?
Yes, of course, we focus on Saudi. Our employees will be Saudi. I would say about 70%. And because it really, to provide Saudi service, it should be our Saudi people. And so we're working with the hospitality schools here in Saudi, and also European and other country, some of the best hospitality schools, to select the best people, provide them the training, because this is very specialized training to give this kind of service. So that's really the objective here, and that's our goal, to do that.
And
as far
how
as
many
number
people?
Of staff, there'll be about 400 employees in the hotel, about 400 plus. So that's quite a ratio to own.
It sure is. I think even Ritz-Carlton's never had 10 to 1. Wow. They'll be falling over each other. So, and you can train all these people, and you are training them brilliantly. Uh-huh. What advice or what training can we share through this podcast, which goes to 154 countries, as you now know? What advice would you give to first-time visitors to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia? How should people prepare for coming to stay with the boutique hotel group?
Just be prepared to be amazed and have just a fantastic time, to really be embraced by the Saudi people. First of all, there's so much history here. Mm-hmm. That's what we share, is that history and culture of the palaces, but also the environment here is just so positive and it's extremely safe. The people are so genuine and sincere. Mm-hmm. Just get ready to be amazed like you've never been before. And think of the most incredible experience you've had anywhere in the world. And I believe this will be the epitome of that experience.
Golly, you're such a sales guy, Mark.
No.
Yes, you are. You're the best promotion for the kingdom.
It's passion.
Well, Mark, you've always had passion. I think of you driving me around Shanghai in an ancient motorbike with a sidecar. I was riding in the sidecar, but I've never seen you look so genuinely passionate. It's obviously so exciting an environment for you. Can we talk a minute about the food? What food?
Yes. Of course, we'll focus on we have working with some great Saudi chefs, because we want to focus on that experience from Saudi Arabia. And we also have international cuisine too, Michelin star restaurants as well. But we'll focus on that Saudi experience. It's really important. This is our guest. Of course, the guests for our restaurants will be primarily from that area around, so they'll be from the community. So let's say 85-90% of our guests for our restaurants, the wellness, and also the all the event space will be from the community, from the area. So it's very important that we embrace them.
Are you going after the Saudi wedding market?
Yes, Weddings are very, very significant, and also many brand launches, because, you know, all the fashion industry, the international industry, and Saudi designers are combining together. But many of the famous brands have been here, and, you know, from Europe and other parts of the world. So there's many fashion and brand launches. And then also we have the Formula One now, many sports events as well. So we can see a great deal of that, in addition to some, you know, very high level meetings and events as well.
You're going to be so busy. I'm understanding now why you need that staff to guest ratio of 10 to 1. And if we think of weddings, we know that Saudi weddings are enormous, and I think they have at least two parties going on simultaneously. So, goodness, Mark can't wait to come as one of your guests, if you have room.